If you're a busy working mom who struggles to get shit done on a daily basis, you're going to want to tune into this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast because I'm going to share with you what so many moms have benefited from, and it might be just the thing that you need to feel in control and get shit done on a long-term sustainable basis. So check out this week's episode.
Students with special needs and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Hey there, welcome to this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. I really want to chat to you if you're a busy working mom, if you feel like each day the overwhelm is just taking over and it can cause actually some feelings of anxiety. And sometimes, I'm putting my hand up here because this is how I am. I feel like I can go into micromanaging type A mom mode when I feel out of control. And it can kind of come out in how I speak with my kids, how triggered I feel, the negative self-talk, the feelings of overwhelm and just maybe resentment. It can look like that as well. If you can relate to those feelings and you're kind of feeling like you need to control the things that are in your life right now when it feels a little bit out of control, well, I'm speaking to you today. I am a busy working mom as well. As I've shared, I'm a teacher of students with special needs and I have four kids. I'm here on the East Coast of Canada in Nova Scotia, and I just got to this point where I felt so much overwhelm. I was headed back to work with baby number four. We were actually going back to school online because it was during the pandemic. So I was teaching from home. I had two small kids in school who were also learning from home. I had a husband who was a phys ed teacher teaching from home. And I had two little kids who did not have childcare because it wasn't available at the time. So basically, I would say that if TLC could have put cameras in my house, we would have been millionaires from our crazy, chaotic season of life that would have been caught on tape. Like, what a reality show that would have been. I was just trying to keep everybody alive and still do my job and still teach my kids. And it had got to a breaking point. I just felt like I was so overwhelmed and stressed, knowing that it wasn't a typical time of our lives. But then we came out of that and I still felt overwhelmed because we then had to get up and get out of the house. And I was coming home and the dishes were dirty and I still had to do the homework. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about supper. Yes, I have a husband, wonderful partner who does share all of these things with me, but it just felt like an overwhelming burden on me. And I was not able to live up to this standard I was setting for myself and that I'd always set to myself up till that point. I was hitting a breaking point and I was feeling it in so many ways, in my mental state, my physical state, my emotional well-being, all of it was suffering. And I know that it was coming out in my family and in my kids as well. And I just had this nagging feeling of like, I've always wanted to be a mom. I always wanted this job, but I felt like this is not the way it should have been. I felt like I was failing every day. And I knew that something had to change because I couldn't keep going on this way. And I knew this wasn't good for anybody. So I pressed the pause button for a minute and I took a little bit of a look at something. And I don't know if it's the teacher in me or what it was, but I really thought, okay, there's got to be some way I can make this more systematic in our busy lives. Yes, our lives are changing all the time, but there has to be some sort of structure, some sort of routine or things that can remain consistent over time. So I started looking, and that's how I came up with the Get Shit Done method. It's really a method to help us to get shit done on a daily basis that can be flexible with our crazy ever-changing seasons of life. And I teach that to moms all of the time. It really did just become this way to take that step forward during this crazy season, but understand that we got this and we can adjust our expectations according to our season. So that's kind of how the Get Shit Done method started. And from that, I started working with so many moms one-on-one and really helping them through these crazy seasons too. We were able to relate and really get to know each other, but come out with solutions that were able to be flexible as seasons continued to change. So I was helping moms to put kind of routines in place. I was helping moms to, you know, just get the dishes and the laundry done each day. But then also, you know, at past a point, maybe they wanted to add some exercise or nutrition into their day, or they just needed to help their kids get through homework with some reading support. Whatever it was, I was able to help troubleshoot using this Get Shit Done method and really making some amazing friendships along the way with other moms that are in the trenches just like me. So I thought, okay, this is amazing. Let's get us all together, because the moms were feeling super isolated post-pandemic, as was I. And we were kind of just jumping on these calls and realizing that all we were doing was talking so much about just, like, you know, relating to each other. So that's how the Moms Get Shit Done membership was born. It is a club for moms to get what they need when they need it, in all things getting shit done, which is really just our busy life as a mom. So I created this membership where I give training. I have extra exclusive podcasts in there for moms about specific topics and themes. And we have Q&A sessions and really planning sessions at the beginning of the month to help us to just get our shit together, but together. So I created this club a while ago, and ever since I started, it's been hugely helping moms as well as myself every single month. So if you can relate to my story about how I was feeling about, you know, just being so sick and tired of not getting shit done every day, but having those feelings of failures and really just knowing I needed to change something, then maybe the Moms Get Shit Done Club can be right for you. The really cool thing about the club is that I am able to work one-on-one with you and create a pathway that will help to support you in your goals and what you really feel like you need support in. Like I said, it's a place for moms to get what they need when they need it. Because it's theme-based, we've had so much training and support and pathways and roadmaps for moms over the years to support, to create, to meet the goals that they have. But it can get overwhelming, just like anything else. You don't want to be chucked in somewhere and be like, okay, go ahead, swim now. So I work one-on-one with moms in the club to help to create this little pathway to get what you need. And then you take it from there. But on top of that, you also get the ongoing support and accountability from me and the other moms in the club. The cool thing about being a teacher is that I really know how to get to the nitty-gritty of how people learn and how they are successful. And I have a unique skill as a teacher, so I really do get to know you and find out how I'm able to support you in your season of life and what your priorities are, but how to, like, kind of give you the extra nudge to actually follow through and get it done. We have our up-leveled support coming at the end of August here, with a brand new app, that so it's just on our phone, it's easily accessible. And I'm really inviting you to take a look at this new format that we have, and perhaps it's going to be right for you. I'll get to that a little bit later in the episode, but I just want to share some more of the benefits that you could maybe get from this. Like I mentioned, I know that if you're listening to this podcast and you're one of my true listeners, that you love podcasts. Well, I have an exclusive podcast for those who are in the group with many, many episodes for you to binge on specific topics. So, you know, maybe you're coming to the end of August and you're thinking, oh man, I just got to get, you know, some organization in this house. Well, I have that. I have an episode on that. And maybe you're looking at how can you, like, create some chores in your house for your kids to do and help out. I have an episode on that. It's unique. It's different than the Get Shit Done podcast, but it's something that's actionable and something you can listen to quickly while you're doing something else, but also take something away from it. So you'll get access to that. We get to be able to come together as a community of moms and really you know, have a quick and easy, efficient way to plan our month and come together so that we can kind of feel on top of it. But like life, we are always busy and changing. And so it's very, very important to me when I created the Moms Get Shit Done Club that I don't expect that people are going to show up and do the things every single day. It's not reality. I was so frustrated that I would, you know, want to do this workout routine and I'd join this 30-day challenge and the first 2 weeks I'd be right on it. And then something would happen and I would kind of have to take a break. I'd step out of the group. I'd stop posting, whatever. And then I would feel this anxiety of like, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to get back into the group? I want to, but now I feel embarrassed because I stepped away. Well, when I made the Moms Get Shit Done Club, I wanted to make it with that in mind, knowing that we're going to ebb and flow out of these seasons of our life and out of this priority. Other things take priority over time in our life. And so, you know, at one point, maybe it was a priority for you to eat right, but then maybe you had the opportunity to, like me this week, change your countertops. And so your kitchen is completely out of service. And maybe nutrition goes by the wayside a little bit. We just have to learn to be flexible and go with the flow. Some of us recovering type A moms need to learn that lesson. And I'm right there with you. So I made this membership with that in mind. So no one should feel embarrassed about not being able to show up at certain times. So that's why replays and everything is available at your fingertips with easily accessible on your own time and terms. And so I really wanted to stress that because that was the thing holding me back in a lot of other places. One of the most common things that I do with moms who come in the club is help to create sustainable routines and systems in their lives because a lot of things really come back to that. I listen to what you're struggling with and I'm able to help support you to create a plan that can change over time and that can help you to feel in control and be successful. I want you to listen to my friend Kristen who joined me in the club and we really worked on helping her to create a morning routine that worked for her. It was super helpful and she was able to leave her mornings not feeling like she ran a marathon but feeling in control so that she had energy to go forward throughout her day.
Hey, Brianne, can I just tell you how much you have inspired me to get these systems and routines done? I went from not knowing and running around crazy in the morning to being organized simply by just doing what you had suggested and it's called my morning ready list. So making my morning ready list and including it for my son and for me, making sure I have everything ready. So for example, for him, his backpack, his change of clothes, his lunch. And I just listed it in my phone in the notes section, like you said, and then in my for me, it was like my purse and my lunch and things that I needed for work. So, and then now I include him in it every morning and say, okay, let's get the morning ready list out. And we go through it and it's great. And now I'm even starting to include it at night. So I'll go reverse and like say, okay, I have to get this ready. I have to get my lunch ready, his lunch ready, backpack, and reverse it. So that way for the next morning, I've already done it. And it's just so much more simpler. And I absolutely love learning about the systems and routines. And I'm just happy to keep on going. So thank you so much for all of your help.
I don't know if you can relate to Kristen, but I know I sure can. Getting out the house in the morning is such a struggle. Doesn't matter how many kids you have because you're running around trying to keep so many things in your head that it just stresses you out and gets you set up for a chaotic and stressful day. And sometimes it sounds easier said than done to just, you know, get ready the night before. But the night before, we have so many things to get ready that we had done earlier. So it's just having somebody support you to create these systems and routines to help you to get started. And then teaching you how to pause, pivot and press on with some of these routines rather than stopping and scratching it all and starting all over again with something new. I'm really good at supporting moms where they're at and helping them to move to the next level with baby steps that aren't too much for our busy, crazy seasons of life. So I don't know if you can relate to me or if you can relate to Kristen, but if you are feeling like you want to start September off feeling like you're in control, I want you to take a look at the info for the Moms Get Shit Done Club. Like I mentioned earlier in the episode, we're getting ready to pivot to a brand new platform that will up-level the support and accountability more than we have had in the past. You're going to be able to have your own exclusive app to keep tabs on everything in the group, but be able to access me when you need it, as well as your pathway for the group, for the goals that you have in place, and do it on your terms, super easy and successful. And I make sure that you're able to follow through, like I said, by teaching you the way that you need to be taught. And I help to keep you accountable in that way too. We have some great offers right now as our grand opening is approaching for the new Moms Get Shit Done Club. So please take a look in the show notes for the information. And I hope that this has been helpful for you and offered you some value. And I would love for you to just explore all of the things that I offer at the Get Shit Done Mom on Instagram. There's so much freebies, so many free things there that'll help you to get started with taking action and getting shit done. So go grab the free Get Shit Done checklist if you don't have them already, and let's start getting shit done together. Take care.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.